We present Peter Cook as Paul Temple and Marjorie Westbury as Steve in Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair, a serial by Francis Durbridge. Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair, Episode 3, The Handbag.
Is she badly hurt?
Steve, wait here. Stay with her. There's a phone box on the corner. I'm going to ring for an ambulance.
Paul!
What is it?
She's wearing my coat. They thought it was me.
Nonsense. It's just a coincidence.
It isn't, Paul. You know it isn't.
There's Sir Graham. Stay here. I'll be with you in a moment.
Mrs. Temple, listen, please.
Yes, Mary, yes. I'm listening.
Mrs. Temple, I want to tell you something.
It's all right, Mary. We've sent for a doctor. He won't be long now.
Mrs. Temple, please listen to me.
Yes, yes, I'm listening.
Watch your handbag. Don't lose it. Watch your handbag.
But I haven't got a handbag, Mary. I didn't bring one with me. Mary.
What is it, Steve?
Was she trying to say something?
Yes, Sir Graham. She said something about my handbag. She said, watch your handbag, Mrs. Temple.
Where is your bag?
But I haven't got one. I didn't bring one with me.
You sure?
Yes, of course.
Then why should she mention it? That's very odd.
Yes, very odd. The poor woman's delirious.
Well, would anyone like a drink or something? Sir Graham?
No, not for me, thank you, Steve. I make it 10 to 5. Is that clock fast?
Yes, it is.
Dear, I'm so tired.
Oh, there's no reason for you to sit up, darling.
No.
I should go to bed.
Oh. Vosboro have been here hours ago.
Oh, he's probably staying at the hospital.
I told him to leave someone there and report straight back here.
Well, there must be some good reason.
Temple, you're sure it was Tico on the telephone?
Well, he said it was Tico and it sounded exactly like him.
Hmm. When you questioned him about the note, did he admit he knew Sylvia Ross?
No, he simply said he remembered her. He remembered Dexter, too. Hmm. Sir Graham, did you make inquiries about the name that was on that note, Clive Lawrence?
Yes, of course. We've been through to the Swiss people. They're contacting the Steinbeck Hotel.
I see.
Paul, I think I'll take your advice and go to bed.
All right, dear. I'll be up shortly. Right.
Good night, Sir Graham.
Good night, Steve.
Oh, good morning, or whatever it is.
Sleep well, my dear.
Thank you.
Cigarette, Sir Graham?
No, thank you, Temple. I gather you saw Max Burford?
Yes, but I was wrong about him. He's never been to Downborough.
Well, what made you suspect him in the first place?
Steve's description. She said the man was about my height, wore bifocal glasses, and had an Irish accent.
Mm. That certainly sounds like Burford.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I was wrong. Oh, by the by, Sir Graham, I've got a car registration number here. Do you think you could get one of your people to check it for me?
Yes, of course.
It's 184JMY.
184JMY.
Yes, it's a Rolls. I'd like to know who the car belongs to.
Is it urgent?
Well, I'd like to know as soon as possible.
It isn't the car that drove past the Mews, the one that Mary got.
No. It was parked outside a hotel at Maidenhead. There was someone in the car, and Steve thought it was someone she'd seen at Downborough, an old boy called Salty West.
Salty West?
Yes, apparently.
Inspector Vosper's here, sir.
Oh, come in, Vosper. All right, Charlie, get off to bed now.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry to be so long, Sir Graham. I didn't leave the hospital until 3 o'clock.
How is Miss Gardner?
Not too good, I'm afraid. She was still unconscious when I left.
If you left the hospital at 3, where on earth have you been, Vosper? It's nearly 5 o'clock now.
I've been having a talk with Johnny Tico.
Where did you find Tico?
Well, I finally ran into Earth at a rehearsal room in Baker Street.
What, at this hour of the morning?
Those boys never go to sleep, sir. The night watchman at the Palais told me about the rehearsal room. I arrived there at about 4:15, and the first person I saw was a dark, rather good-looking girl. Excuse me. I'm looking for Johnny Tico.
I'm Mrs. Tico. Can I help you?
Is that your husband, Mrs. Tico, on the platform?
Yes.
Thank you.
No. Wait a minute, please. What is it you want to see my husband about?
It's purely a private matter.
Have you written a song?
No, I haven't written a song, Mrs. Tico. My name is Vosper, Detective Inspector Vosper.
Oh. Well, one moment, please.
Okay, break. Break for 5 minutes and keep conscious.
Johnny.
What is it, Linda?
There's someone wants to see you.
What do you mean, someone to see me?
It's a police inspector.
Oh, where is he? Why doesn't someone put some lights on in this place?
Mr. Tico?
Yeah?
I'm Detective Inspector Vosper.
Oh, there you are. You must be the original Invisible Man. Well, what can I do for you?
You seem to be a glutton for work.
Sure.
Do you usually rehearse all night?
Oh, we have an early morning broadcast, we do.
What is it you want, Inspector?
Take it easy, Linda. Let the guy get round to it. He's doing a nice build-up.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Well, go ahead.
Why didn't you keep your appointment at Mr. Temple?
What appointment?
The one you made by telephone.
What is this? Do you know what he's talking about, Linda?
No, I don't.
You telephoned Mr. Temple and said you had something to tell him about a girl called Sylvia Ross. You arranged to meet him in a house in Kensington.
I did?
Yes.
Who told you that?
Mr. Temple did.
Well, the guy's nuts.
Oh, you deny it then?
Of course I deny it. In the first place, I'd never heard of a girl called Sylvia Ross, and in the second place...
That's not strictly true, Tico. You told Temple that Miss Ross handed you a note asking you to play a number.
Oh, is that the kid? There seems to be an awful lot of fuss over that youngster. Who is she anyway? What's happened to her?
We don't know what's happened to her.
You mean she's disappeared?
Yes, Mrs. Tico, she's disappeared.
So what? Kids disappear every day. They get tired of the old man or the old woman or the boyfriend.
Wait a minute, Johnny. You say Mr. Temple told you that my husband phoned him?
Your husband telephoned him and said he had some information about Sylvia Ross. He asked Mr. Temple to meet him at 16 Barrington Mews. Temple kept the appointment, but...
But I didn't.
Exactly.
You bet I didn't. I knew nothing about it. For the simple reason that I didn't phone Mr. Temple or anyone else.
Temple says you did.
Okay, it's his word against mine.
What time was this phone call made, Inspector?
About 1:45. Where were you at 1:45, Mr. Tico?
Well, I wasn't playing canasta.
Johnny.
I was in a taxi traveling to this crummy joint.
Was anyone with you?
Sure. There were 5 of us, not counting Linda.
Where did you pick the taxi up?
I didn't pick it up. It picked me up at the Palais.
Inspector, what happened at Barrington Mews?
While Mr. Temple was looking for number 16, a woman called Mary Gardner turned up.
Mary Gardner?
Oh, you've heard of Mary Gardner.
No, I just wondered what
she... Who is she anyway?
She's a woman Mr. and Mrs. Temple met while they were staying at Downborough.
Well, what was she doing at Barrington Mews?
Your guess is as good as mine, Mrs. Tico.
But didn't she tell you or Mr. Temple what she was doing there?
Unfortunately, she didn't have an opportunity. She was shot.
Shot?
Yes.
You mean someone deliberately...
Oh, how dreadful. But what happened, Inspector?
Johnny, when are we going to start again? Is this a rehearsal or a vacation?
I'll be with you in a moment, Ed. Go on, Inspector. What happened to Mary Gardner?
Well, the car came round the corner just as she entered the mews. Someone fired from the car and Miss Gardner was hit.
Was she killed?
No. I'm afraid it's very serious. However, this obviously doesn't concern you if you don't know Miss Gardner and you didn't phone Mr. Temple.
I certainly didn't make that phone call, Inspector.
I see. Well, thank you. I'm sorry to have interrupted your rehearsal.
Well, your experience of Mrs. Tico seems to have been a very different one from mine, Inspector.
How do you mean?
Well, the night I saw her, she seemed scared to death of her husband.
Yes, I can understand anyone thinking that.
But that's not what you think.
No. I think Tico talks loud and acts loud. She's the brains of the outfit.
Well, you may be right, Inspector.
But what about Tico himself? Do you think he was telling the truth?
Not about Mary Gardner. It's obvious they both knew her. On the other hand, I do think he was telling the truth about the phone call.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Inspector.
Well, if Tico didn't phone you, Temple, who did?
No, excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Temple?
Yes?
This is Sergeant Bell, sir. I'm speaking from St. Catherine's Hospital.
Oh, yes, Sergeant.
Would you deliver a message to Inspector Vosper, sir?
Yes, certainly.
I'm afraid it's bad news, sir. Miss Gardner died 10 minutes ago.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. I'll tell the Inspector.
Very good, sir.
Did she regain consciousness?
Only for a few moments, sir. She said something, but I'm afraid it didn't make sense.
What did she say, Sergeant?
It was something about Mrs. Temple's handbag, sir.
Thank you.
my dressing gown, Steve?
Hmm? Oh, it's on the foot of the bed.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Paula, I just can't imagine what Mary Gardner meant. I didn't take a handbag out with me.
She said, watch your handbag.
Watch your handbag. Don't lose it, Mrs. Temple.
Steve, how many handbags have you got?
Oh, dear. Here we go.
No, seriously, Steve.
Well, I've got about 6 or 7 altogether, but there are 2 I use fairly regularly.
Where are they?
They're in that drawer.
Oh, there's this black one.
Oh, yes, that's the one you bought me when we had the row.
Yes, 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 darling, I remember.
Well, I use that more than any of the others.
Is this the one you took to Downborough?
Yes.
So if Mary Gardner was referring to a particular handbag, it was probably this one.
I suppose so. I doubt if she's ever seen any of the others.
See if there's anything missing, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Lipstick, mirrors, compact. Oh, yes, everything's here. I expect Sir Graham was right, you know. Poor Mary was delirious. She didn't know what she was saying. Oh, do put the light out, Paul, and come to bed. It's after 5:30.
Yes, all right.
Have you told Charlie not to call us?
Yes, I've told Charlie.
Brought you some more toast, sir.
Oh, thank you, Charlie.
Shall I take a cup of tea to Mrs. Temple?
No, you'd better wait until she wakes. It's all right, I'll take it. Well?
Mr. Temple?
Speaking.
This is Vosper.
Oh, good morning, Inspector. What can I do for you?
I understand, Mr. Graham, you're interested in registration number 184 JMY.
Yes, that's right.
It's a Rolls Royce, and it belongs to a Mr. De Silva.
Mr. De Silva?
Yes, Ernest De Silva. He's an eye specialist. He's got rooms in Harley Street.
Oh, do you know him?
No, but he's got a very good reputation as an eye specialist.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you, Bosmer.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Charlie!
Yes, sir?
I want the telephone directory. A to D.
Very good, sir.
Will you come in now, Mr. Temple?
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Temple, sir.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Temple.
Good morning.
I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting. I only heard about your appointment a few moments ago. Do sit down, please.
No, thank you.
Oh, nurse, will you tell Barker I want to see him?
Yes, sir.
Well, I imagine you're a very busy man, Mr. De Silva, so I'll come straight to the point.
Obviously, you don't wish to consult me professionally, Mr. Temple.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, none of my patients ever come straight to the point.
I see. Now, I wanted to have a word with you about your car.
My car.
Yes, I understand you have a Rolls, 184 JMY.
That's correct, yes.
Yesterday afternoon, your car was parked outside the Stag's Head Hotel at Maidenhead.
Yesterday afternoon?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
Go on, Mr. Temple.
There was a man sitting in the car. I should like to know who he was and if by any chance he's a friend of yours.
This is a most unusual request. I don't quite know what to say.
Well, suppose you answer the question.
Very well. First of all, I don't think you did see the car outside.
I didn't see it. My wife saw it.
Very well. I don't think your wife saw my car outside the Stag's Head Hotel, but if by any chance she did, then obviously the man sitting in it must have been my chauffeur.
No, it wasn't your chauffeur, Mr. De Silva.
Then it wasn't my car, Mr. Temple.
My wife doesn't usually make mistakes, and she has very good eyesight.
She made a note of the registration number.
Yes.
Well, that's extraordinary.
Did you use the car yesterday?
Oh, yes, now. Let me see. My chauffeur took me to St. Gregory's Hospital at 11 o'clock and picked me up again at about 3:45.
Then it could very easily have been your car my wife saw.
It could have been, yes, but what was my car doing at Maidenhead?
Well, that's a question for your chauffeur, Mr. De Silva.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. But tell me, I'm intrigued. Why are you so interested in this man?
Well, my wife thought she recognized him. I think she was mistaken, so we had a little bet. I'd like to settle the matter once and for all.
But tell me, how can you possibly win if you bet against your wife? It's an impossibility, Mr. Temple. Yes?
You wanted to see me, sir?
Ah, yes. Come in, Barker. This is my chauffeur.
Oh, good morning.
Barker, what did you do yesterday afternoon after you dropped me at the hospital?
I called at Harridge's, sir, and picked up some parcels for Mrs. De Silva.
And after that?
After that, I took the car back to the garage, sir.
What time was that?
About 12 o'clock, sir.
Mm-hmm. What did you do then?
Well, I started to clean the car, sir. Then I had lunch.
And after lunch?
Well, I finished cleaning it, did one or two odd jobs and then picked you up at the hospital, sir.
You didn't go out to Maidenhead.
Did you want me to go to Maidenhead, sir?
That's not what I asked you, Barker. Did you go to Maidenhead?
Why, no, sir.
Thank you, Barker. Pick me up at 4:30, will you?
Yes, sir.
Well, there you are, Mr. Temple. Either my chauffeur's lying or your wife is making a mistake.
How long have you had your chauffeur?
Oh, about 3 months. He seems very reliable. He's an excellent driver, has first-class references, but, of course, one can never tell. Yes, what is it, nurse?
Mr. Dexter's telephoned, sir. Can you see him tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock?
Mr. Dexter? Yes, all right, nurse. Well, goodbye, Mr. Temple. I'm so sorry not to have been more helpful.
On the contrary, you've been most helpful.
Coming.
Oh, hello. Where's Charlie?
Oh, he's out. Haven't you got your key?
No, sorry, darling. I left it on the desk.
Paul, Brian Dexter's here.
Dexter? Oh, how long's he been here?
About 5 minutes, that's all. He's in the study. He seems a bit worried.
What about?
I don't know. I think Inspector Vosper's been on to him again.
All right, Steve. Any other messages?
No, nothing else, dear.
Don't see the point of all these questions.
I should have thought the point was fairly obvious, Dexter. You were the last person to see Sylvia Ross.
Yes, I know. But that doesn't mean I know what's happened to her.
Your attitude seems to have changed, rather. When I first saw you, you didn't appear to be a bit worried about this business.
Yes, I know, but I never thought the police would begin to suspect me. Of all people. Look, Temple, would you mind having a word with Vosper?
Me?
Yes. Ask him point blank. What's at the back of his mind?
Why don't you ask him?
Well, I have done.
Well?
I can't get any sense out of the man.
No?
No, all he does is ask a lot of questions. Do you know what he asked me this morning?
No.
He asked me where I first met Sylvia. I told him at Zermatt. He asked me which hotel. He even wanted to know if I remember the number of my room.
Well?
The number of my room, for Pete's sake. It's over a year since I stayed at the place.
Did he ask you anything else?
Well, good heavens above, isn't that enough? It really isn't, man.
All right, Dexter, all right. I'll have a word with the inspector.
Thank you. Forgive me if I lost my temper, but... Already it's infuriating to keep answering the same questions over and over again.
Yes, I know it must be. Dexter, you remember when my wife moved my car for you at Maidenhead?
Yes.
There was another car quite close to yours.
Oh, there were several.
Yes, but this was actually next to yours.
Oh, I think there was a Rolls next to mine.
Yes, that's right. Did you take particular note of it?
No. It was black, fairly new. I don't remember anything else about it.
Was there anyone sitting in it?
If there was, I can't remember.
You don't remember whether it was the chauffeur?
I honestly don't. I have a feeling there was someone in the car, but I can't remember what they looked like.
Was it a man or a woman?
I'm afraid I don't know. Why?
Oh, nothing. He bumped my car, and I thought I'd like to have a word with him.
Oh, I thought that sort of thing only happened to me. Well, goodbye. I'm sorry to have bothered you, but if you can have a word with Vosper...
Yes, I certainly will.
Thank you.
Well, I'll see you out. Oh, Dexter.
Yes?
I don't think I'm trying to emulate the inspector, but do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Well?
Do you wear glasses?
Glasses?
Yes.
Why, no. I didn't notice anyone in the rolls because I didn't take the trouble to look. If I had, I should have seen them all right. My eyesight's excellent, I can assure you.
Really? I'm delighted to hear it.
What time do you make it, Sergeant?
Just after 6, sir.
You should have reached them by now, surely.
Yes, I should have thought so, Inspector. There she is, sir. That's her. Starboard, George, starboard.
Steady down, Pete. Steady.
Captain Jansen!
This is Captain Jansen. I thought police had saw more.
Yes, we're coming closer, Captain.
Steady, Fred. Wind the rope.
Careful, sir. It's not as easy as it looks.
I can manage, Sergeant.
Okay, Fred. Keep it like that.
Captain Jansen?
Yes, yes, I am Captain Jansen.
Inspector Vosper, CID.
Oh, glad to meet you, Inspector. Sorry to bring you out on such an unpleasant errand.
Where is he?
In this cabin here.
Thank you.
And there you are. You recognize him, perhaps?
No, I've never seen him before. Where did you pick him up?
About a mile from Cooper's Wharf. Oh, there was a wallet. It fell out of his pocket. I keep it for you, Inspector. Here it is.
Thank you.
I look inside for the name, but there's nothing. No information, just some money and some, snapshots, photographs.
Photographs?
Yes. I put them on my desk because they are wet and I thought perhaps it would be better for you and for the photographs.
How many are there?
Six. All snapshots, the same person. Oh, but so, see for yourself.
Thank you.
You know this lady?
Yes, I know her, Captain. I know her.
Ready, Steve?
Yes, Nellie.
Then I'll get the car out and... By Timothy, Steve, you're not going to wear that hat.
What do you mean?
We're going to the pictures, darling, not a garden party.
You say that every time I buy a new hat.
Now, Steve, I ask you.
Don't ask me anything, darling. Just get the car out.
Now, look, if I were you, I should put on that little...
That little black one. Yes, I know, darling. But we are going to the pictures, not to the morgue.
Well, so long as I don't have to sit behind you. Go in. Oh, yes, darling?
Inspector Vosper's here, sir.
Vosper?
Yes, he'd like a word with you.
All right, Charlie. I'll see you downstairs, Steve.
Oh, for goodness sake, get rid of him, Paul. The big film starts at 8:20.
Hello, Vosper. I'm afraid we're just going out.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Well, what's the matter?
I was hoping you'd be able to spare me an hour or so.
An hour or so?
Yes, I'd like you to come out to Rotherhithe with me.
This evening?
Yeah.
But why Rotherhithe?
A man was picked out of the river late this afternoon. I'm hoping you might be able to identify him.
Well, what makes you think I can identify him?
Well, I don't know for certain that you can, but I'd like you to try.
Yes, all right, Vosper.
Good evening, Inspector.
Good evening, Mrs. Temple.
Are you ready, Paul?
Steve, I'm terribly sorry, but...
But what?
I'm afraid you'll have to go on your own, dear.
Oh, but why?
Something's happened, Steve.
What?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, all right.
You take the car. I'll meet you for supper. I'll book a table at Luigi's.
Are you going with the Inspector?
Yes. I'll see you at Luigi's at about 10:30.
I'm not really mad about this film, you know. I could go with you.
I would have suggested that, Mrs. Temple, but I don't think it's a very good idea.
No, you're not exactly dressed for the morgue, darling.
No. Oh.
Oh, good evening, Inspector.
Good evening. This is the gentleman I was telling you about, Mr. Temple.
Yes, sir. This way, if you please.
Thank you.
Not a very pleasant evening, I'm afraid. Mind the steps, sir. Here we are.
Well, do you recognize him?
Yes. I saw him this morning. His name's Barker. He's chauffeur to a fellow called De Silva.
Thank you.
Suicide?
Perhaps.
You don't think it was?
No. Barker had a wallet in his pocket containing 27 one-pound notes, 2 fivers, and 6 photographs. I've got them here. I'd like you to take a look at them.
Thanks.
But that's Steve. That's my wife. They're all photographs of my wife.
Yes. I thought you'd be interested.
Good evening, Luigi.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Temple. Your table's ready, sir.
Has my wife arrived?
No, not yet, sir.
You sure?
Yes, quite sure, sir. This way, please.
I make it 11:15, is that right?
Yes, it's about 12 minutes to be exact, sir.
Oh, my wife should be here by now.
There's so much traffic these days. I'll have Madame shown to your table the moment she... Here's Mrs. Temple. Good evening, Madame.
Good evening, Luigi. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Madame. It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, I'll send the waiter straight away, Mrs. Temple.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm late, dear. I got caught in the theatre traffic. I think I'd like a drink, please.
Yes, all right. I'll get the wine waiter.
You sound very serious. Is something wrong?
Yes.
What is it?
I'll tell you after supper, Steve.
Why not now?
No, I'd rather tell you afterwards, darling, while we're having coffee.
But you're not feeling ill.
No, I'm fine. Don't worry, Steve. I'll tell you all about it afterwards.
All right. Well, I'm going to powder my nose, darling. And while I'm away, you can order me the largest dry martini you have ever... Oh.
What is it, Steve?
I've lost my handbag.
That was the third episode of the Francis Durbridge serial, Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair, with Peter Cook as Paul Temple and Marjorie Westbury as Steve. Listen to the next episode of Martin C. Webster's production of Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair. Return to Dunbar.